USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The impeachment trial for former President Donald Trump will begin the week of February the 8th, according to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Critics say the impeachment trial could delay work Congress needs to get done. When it comes to impeachment, Senator Bob Casey believes the Senate will be able to multitask. The Pennsylvania Democrat tells Fox News that the Senate should be able to run a trial at the same time they're trying to work on more COVID relief and approving a number of President Biden's nominees.
Not this week, because this week will just be formalities, but starting February 8th, we have to go through and process an impeachment trial. But I still think even in that week, and I think it's probably going to be, I hope it's just that week or 10 days, in the mornings we can get things done, whether it's nominations or committee meetings or otherwise.
This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow premium pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow premium pillow special from Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Some House Democrats want to abolish the federal death penalty. Wendy King has more from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
A group of three dozen House Democrats have signed a letter asking President Joe Biden to commute the death sentences of all federal death row inmates and work to dismantle the form of punishment at the federal level. The plea comes on the heels of 13 executions carried out by the Trump administration since July. They're calling on Biden, who's voiced his opposition to the death penalty, to emphasize rehabilitation for offenders in his Justice Department. There are now 50 people on the federal death row, including a man whose death sentence was overturned on Tuesday in a ruling that could be appealed by the U.S. Justice Department. The plea to Biden comes weeks after Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley and Senate Democratic Whip Dick Durbin introduced a bill to abolish the death penalty at the federal level. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Broadcasting legend Larry King passed away Saturday at the age of 87. His six-decade-long career began on radio as a disc jockey in Miami in 1957, eventually becoming a nationally syndicated host in the late 70s. He moved to cable TV, starting Larry King Live on CNN in 1985, which ran for 25 years. After leaving the show in 2010, the King of Talk found his way back into media, first for the web-based Aura.tv, and in 2013 for the RT Network. Actor and comedian Billy Crystal told CNN about the first time he was interviewed by King.
And then they said, Larry King wants to talk to you. And I was like, oh. And I was actually quite nervous because it was just Larry at the desk, no audience, so that was a little bit of an away game for me. And it was just a conversation that he actually made me relax because he was just so prepared, no notes. He just talked. And I think he was also very aware, and you'll know this too, as a broadcaster, the timing of the segment that you have. So the next question was right there. He didn't have to think about anything. And that kept me on my toes and made me respect him even more. He always was ready.
No cause of death has been announced. However, King had been recently hospitalized with COVID-19. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.